At this time, we have a soloist or a group perform a three-song or spoken word equivalent set just to get more exposure here. And Jeff Root is our mini set artist tonight. He'll do three songs, and he'll also be featured here on November 30th, co-featured with Sean Dressel, who was just up here. Jeff is a wonderful performer and a fine songwriter. Please welcome Jeff Root.
Hello, everybody. All set. That's good. All right, I pulled my costume out of the mothballs. And I wanted to give you the full effect here tonight. And I also pulled a couple of tunes out of the mothballs. Right. This one is called... The Emperor's New Clothes. Let's see if I remember any of it. With self-fastidious, lip-pondering, perfidious minds of confusion. With so assiduous, lit-toke those fat oregano joints of illusion. Time we run through the sprinkler, take a blast from the hose. It's bound to be a spine tingler in our emperor's new clothes. We're so hot diggity dogging with those squiggly snails of collusion. We're so persnickety tiptoeing across their rickety rails of illusion. Let's punch the clock while it's ticking. Tap the sap while it flows. Let's lay our eggs like a chicken. Those rubbernecks unabashedly like David Lee Roth. We're so voluptuously frugan to the groove of our own exploitation. We're so conspicuously boogie to behoove some full affectation. It's time we exit the spaceship. Feel the sand through our toes. Start embracing the hailing. And ditch the emperor's new clothes. Wide-eyed like yolks of the albumen. Hoodwinked in an imaginary cloth. Sun-dried like an old beef jerky human. With sour milk beneath the froth. Braiding pastels, rubbing necks unabashedly like David Lee Roth. Thank you, thank you.
this next one I wrote. After watching the Da Vinci Code with my wife, and I was really struck with the storyline. I thought it was really innovative and very cool. And I told her, I'm going to write a song about you. I'm going to call it My Mary Magdalene Lady. And the punchline will be, you bring back the Christ in me. And she said, don't you dare. But I let about 6 months go by, and she forgot all about it, and I wrote the song, and now she likes it. So that's a little bit of a success.
A Mary Magdalene. Sometimes I swear that's what you are to me. When my thoughts are dark and laced with anger, you help my heart to see. And though it sounds sacrilege, when I feel your love's divinity, you bring back the Christ in me. When the news of the world is crushing down on me, with my spirit entwined, your grace exhumes me, resurrects my heart, and offers sweet epiphany. My Mary Magdalene Lady, sometimes I swear that's what you are to me. My thoughts are dark and laced with anger, you help my heart to see. And though it sounds like sacrilege, when I feel your love's divinity, you bring back the Christ in me. That knowing innocence, with a kiss you reveal that knowing radiance, round gentle as the sun, rising up like providence. Sometimes I swear that's what you are to me. When my thoughts are dark and laced with anger, you help my heart to see. And though it sounds like sacrilege, when I feel your love's divinity, bring back the Christ in me. You bring back the Christ in me.
Thank you. Tune I wrote for my wife. She's been a great inspiration. This one's called Won't You Be My Betty Boop. Baby, won't you be my Betty Boop? With those garter belt stockings and the boop boop a doo. Baby doll eyes
little flapper dress and your cartoon ears. We'd be smooching in the moonlight on my stoop, lifting up my spirit when it starts to droop, yeah. Baby, won't you be my Betty Boo? I could be your Pepe Le Pew with musky pheromones sitting next to you. Or I could be your Porky Pig, a stuttering sweet nothings to your Broadway. Oh, baby, won't you be my olive oil? 'Cause every sailor man needs a long-legged girl with her hair pulled tight in a little black bun. And those button-up boots with the socks undone. You'd be shivering me timber all around the world, lifting up my spirit when it starts to curl, yeah. Baby, won't you be my olive oil? And I could be your Elmer Fudd, you really quite romantic He-Man stud. Or I could be your Daffy Duck, whooping up and down when you pucker up. Oh, baby, won't you be my Minnie Mouse, clicking in those little red heels all around my house with that polka dot bow between your little mouse ears. And that squeaky little voice that my heart endears, with your frilly panties peep beneath your skirt and blouse, there'd be lots of mini magnetism to degauss, yeah. Baby, won't you be my mini mouse? And maybe I could be your Pepe Le Pew. Baby, if you'd be my Betty Boop, a doo doo, a doo, a boop, boop, a doo.
Thank you guys for listening.
One more hand, please, for Jeff Root.